Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
That split thing that the pitching group did with him, man, that's a difference maker for him. So, he came in, and I think the first pitch was 99. You know, we were trying to buy more time, as you can see, to make sure he was loose.
No, not at all. Same progress, same, I think, video, like, preparation. Only thing that was different was when I played catch and when I threw my bullpen.
I'm just trying to have fun, man. I've said it before, I'm just so happy to be back. Got a lot of joy playing with these guys right now, and, man, I've got a new gratefulness for being on the field, I think. And
you sit down, Jackson and Adley and O and Kowser, and you go up there and you throw up 11 points on the board. It's a really good day. I thought we were creative today in how we put things together, both on the pitching side and the offensive side. And a lot of stuff worked out today, yeah.
Tony Manzalina, Orioles interim manager, talking about the win, the sweep, the third sweep the Orioles have had in their last five series. Now, unfortunately, the other two series that weren't sweeps, they lost to the A's and to the Tigers. But either way, Tony Manzalino talking about a day in which he went with the opener with Blewett. Yeah, he gave up a home run in the first inning, but you know, navigated a little bit. And then Kate Povich, who we heard from, came in, picked up his first win since April, as he went three strong with four Ks. Heard from Jordan Westberg, talk about difference maker. I've said all along that next to Gunner, he's the second best player on the team. And Nolan, get in here. You can make an argument that when you talk about glue guys and unsung heroes and whatever cliche you want to use, Jordan Westberg's way beyond that. Jordan Westberg is a difference-making player when he's healthy, which he obviously is now. And we can go back to last year, which we don't want to harken back to too much. When he got his wrist broken and then Adley got dinged, that offense went in the crapper for the most part in the second half. Westberg's week was incredible. Three homers, looking like Babe Ruth. Goes deep yesterday, which is kind of an icing on the cake, to the sweep. Can play three positions for you in the infield, mainly set at third base, of course. But Jordan Westberg's not a guy who's just part of the fun. Jordan Westberg's an integral part of what the Baltimore Orioles are trying to accomplish. Only 26, was an all-star last year. And we've seen the difference that he has made to this lineup in just 1 week. So Jordan Westberg, and we can rate players all we want, and I think I just did, because Gunner's getting hot like I predicted he would. Adley continues to rake here in the month of June. Gals ran into the wall the other night and, you know, kind of missed a couple of games, but, you know, we know what he brings to the equation. But Jordan Westberg, Nolan McGraw, no unsung heroes. No guys who are just, he gets lost. He's not Ringo. He might be George Harrison to McCartney, Gunner, Lennon, Adley. Maybe he's that guy if you want to start grading. But Jordan Westberg is a premier player, playing like a premier player, and his impact was noticeable over this past week at Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
Right, and you start talking about, well, you listed all the names there. You know, he's far from the only young, talented player on this team, but as we've seen with others, they've had good stretches, and then they've also had bad stretches. Adley comes to mind at the top of that list. So when Westberg missed that time, whether it was last year or even the start of this year, the thought creeps into your head, well, when he does come back, we're anticipating good, but he could easily go through a slump like an Adley Rutschman. So who's to say that he's even going to be that all-star level player that he was last year? Well, short sample size here, he's been all of that and then some, surprising even me. And I think the other benefit you didn't mention is, sure, Jackson Holliday's been a great leadoff hitter,
yep,
but now he gives you another option and a right-handed option at that. So right now, the Orioles, whether they're facing a lefty starter or righty starter, doesn't matter. You feel pretty good about that leadoff spot.
And with Westberg, too, not only positional versatility defensively, like you said, lineup-wise, he can lead off, he can hit third, he can hit fifth. If he's got to go sixth, he'll get that done. Now, it looks like Tampa's going to have a bunch of righties going in this series starting tonight, which we'll talk about as the show progresses. But he's awesome. And Povich improvising and adapting. So for the second time this week, Tony Manzalino, who, by the way, is 15-12 as Orioles manager, Nolan, went with the opener a couple of nights ago. All right, whatever. You're going up against Skubal. I mean, Skubal shuts out the 27 Yankees, 69 Orioles. You know, pick a team that can hit. He's going to take the bats and stick them in unpleasant places. But Kramer went 7 innings. And then yesterday, Povich for Bluette, he goes 3+, best he's looked in quite some time, and a run scored, inherited run, because Gary Sanchez, who hit 2 homers over the weekend, including the Grand Slam yesterday, yeah, it was a wild pitch, but even Brian Roberts saying it probably was never his forte, Gary Sanchez, to be a premier defensive guy. He was supposed to be the guy at rakes that kind of skipped by him. But give Povich credit for coming in there. He said, I just throw like I normally do. I mean, we like to build it up into this, oh, my God, how's it going to affect him the way he prepares? No, you just give me the ball throw. Because they're kind of on a heater right now.
Right, but to be honest, I wasn't really in favor of not necessarily using the opener yesterday. If you wanted to have Bluette out there, that's not really the issue. But, all right, he gives up the solo shot. Come out for the second. Good, clean second. Maybe cut it there. You know, he had the not-so-great first inning, good second inning. One run game, we'll cut it here and bring Povich in. I didn't like that he gets into another jam, and now all of a sudden Povich is coming in with a runner on second.
Right.
That's not fair to him. Any pitcher, really, let alone a young pitcher, is still trying to find his way. So runner comes around to score. Should it have? That's a whole nother debate. But I would have liked to have seen him come in clean. I think you would have got better results.
So the Orioles win yesterday, 11-2, 4-for-7 runners in scoring position, sweep the series, third sweep in the last 5. Now you go to Tampa. Now this is where things get a little interesting. And let's not forget the Angels were playing good baseball coming into this weekend against the Orioles. And there was some drama on Friday and Saturday, and there was a close game yesterday. Sir Anthony Dominguez, who we heard Manzo talk about, huge strikeout, getting out of that bases loaded jam when he replaced Povich, the sweeper that got Adele looking at the plate. But now how do you follow it up on the road? Now the Yankees just got swept, and they got a series coming up themselves this week. But Tampa just swept the Mets in New York. So they're playing really good baseball in the division. There was a blockbuster trade, which we'll get to as well. We've said all along, going back to last week, the next 2 weeks, and Steve Molesky referred to them as slices, 20-game slices. 4-2 on the road trip out west, ended poorly. 4-2 on the homestand, started poor. So that's an 8-4 slice with this week, whether it's going to be a crap slice that you're throwing in the trash, or it's one, because I'm referring to pizza slices, by the way, the one that you're going to put in your rehizza and make it crispy again at the end of the week. So Tampa for 4, then to the Bronx for 3. a week from today, we'll have a better idea of where the Orioles are, because they did trim 2.5 games off the wild card deficit over the weekend, now 6 games out.
Well, you said it, Bob. I mean, at trade deadline, you wanted it at 5, you know, and they're making good headway. And the pitching, starting pitching again, Bob, we always talk about it, starting pitching. Then the bats have woken up, too. Now, Sanchez, Bob, how about when he had to run from first base and score, you know, and then Brian Roberts said, hey, he needed the breather. I mean, he is a little heavy, it looks like, running around those bases.
Well, he scored. That's all that matters. And then Mullins dropping the bunt, and then Kikuchi throws it into right field. But Sanchez laboring, and he knows he's been kind of a colossal dud for them. He was terrible before he got hurt. Then he missed weeks. And Maverick Hanley's a guy that, you know, some of these pitchers became acquainted with and actually liked the way he called a game. And Sanchez is not a premier defensive catcher, but he's always been a bat. And the reason that Elias Nolan brought him in to replace McCann, because he was supposed to be an upgrade offensively, and in particular against left-handed pitching. And yesterday's grand slam, by the way, was off a righty.
Right.
Because Adley was getting the day off.
Well, either way, I mean, he's going to have to produce, because he was giving you nothing,
no
like you
doubt.
Said. So if he wants to hang around, that's what he's going to have to do. And yeah, I probably put me in one of the in that category of people that would have liked to have seen Maverick Hanley hang around. Not that he's an otherworldly type of player, but he's getting rave reviews. Seemed to have fixed Charlie Morton, at least by working with him. They seem to enjoy that tandem. So I don't know. I was willing to go with just that alone for a backup catcher. But if Sanchez is going to hit like this, obviously you'll take that every day.
And speaking of Morton, how about the K's on Friday night? Epic performance, rain delay, comes out, navigates it. So the Orioles get the sweep. As we said, they're third in 5 series. They lost the other 2 series. They can get swept themselves. Off to Tampa tonight. We'll preview that one with Jacob Calvin-Meyer later in the program. Tomorrow, mandatory minicamp starts out there at One Winning Drive as the Ravens reconvene together, because it is mandatory. And, Vinny, we don't anticipate any disgruntled Ravens not showing up for this thing.
No, the only one that you would have even thought possibly would have been Kyle Hamilton, but he showed up the other day. So, no, I think everybody will be there. I think they'll all be excited about being together, because they know they've got a good team. I mean, the coaches have told me that all their players, you know, everybody tells them how great they are. So it'll be a good kickoff to training camp.
410-583-1057. It's the number. It's a busy weekend in the world of sports. Pardon me. You got the NBA Finals resuming tonight. Stanley Cup Finals on the verge of maybe being finished. Yeah, the U.S. Open in the golf. All sorts of drama going on throughout the sports world. Big trade, as we said, in the American League East late yesterday afternoon that stunned the world. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, talking about why Rafael Devers is now a Giant and no longer a Red Sox, as they just swept the Yankees and he hit a home run in the sweep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Taking on the Rays at the Yankee spring training facility. It's a 7:35 first pitch. Because I guess they want the weather to cool down just a little bit. It's a four-game series. Then the Birds go to the Bronx, take on the Yankees, who just got swept by the Red Sox. And the Red Sox traded Rafael Devers after the game to the San Francisco Giants. Buster Posey, remember, runs the Giants. One of their all-time great players. So they're all in the NL West. Boston, I mean, they're trending upwards here, but they're certainly stockpiling young talent. We'll break the trade down more in depth with Bob Nightingale from USA Today. But, man, that kind of came out of nowhere. So I'm looking at it like, is this a rumor trade? Like, I'm reading the headline on ESPN because I had two TVs working, full disclosure, the Oriole game and Boston and New York kind of running simultaneous, eating some crustaceans, which were delicious. For Father's Day, didn't they just sweep the Yankees? And he had a home run. One Oppo Taco, as they say.
Why do they wear those yellow uniforms?
That's the City Connect uniform. It's off the top of the Green Monster. And then he's gone. And he had balked, of course, from moving third to DH because they brought in Alex Bregman, who got off to a terrible start defensively for them, by the way. And he struggled offensively, and then Tristan Casas is lost for the year, their first baseman. And Craig Breslow approached him, the GM of the Red Sox, about moving to first, and he went full-on tirade postgame with through his interpreter, of course. That's your job. Go figure out a new first baseman. And the irony of it is, now that he's traded to San Francisco for a pool of four prospects, as Harrison might be plug and play into the rotation. You might want to play in first base for San Francisco because they have Matt Chapman at third, who's a platinum glove defender. He might be the best third baseman defensively in baseball, or has been. So he's not going there. So he might wind up being the first baseman in San Francisco. But either way, he's under an eight years left on his 10-year deal. He has been one of the hottest hitters in baseball for the better part of a month. And he goes, you know, from Boston, you know, they know the history there. Now to San Francisco, pretty strong history themselves, and a contending team. So 4-for-1, NBA trade as well. Desmond Bane goes from Memphis to Orlando for, I mean, is that Desmond Bane? Is that Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant? I don't know. I mean, the haul was incredible for Memphis for sure. But either way, we'll get into all of that as the show progresses. Talk more about the Ravens as well as they start mandatory minicamp tomorrow. But the Orioles just swept the Angels 3 in a row. Clobber them in the finale 11-2. Busted out all sorts of power. 4-for-7. Runners in scoring position. The bullpen getting out of jam. So how about that? The Orioles have 3 sweeps this year. All of them in their last 5 series. Tony Manzalina is now 15-12 as Orioles manager. And by the way, the Birds are 9-4 in the month of June. 10 games below 500, however. But yes, they're 6 games out of the wild card. So let's dream a little dream with PT and Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, great weekend. No doubt about it. Hey, I was wondering what you were thinking. I mean, no one can touch Judge. There's no doubt about that. But other than that, when you look at the Orioles, and all these guys are upside guys, we have not seen the ceiling. I hope you agree with Gunner, Kowser, Westberg, Holiday, Rutschman. As Vinny and I have been saying, since Mayo's coming up, has been up the last, he is smoking the heck out of the ball. I'm talking about six guys we have not seen the upside of. You don't think that this offense could be the best offense in baseball for the second half of the season?
PT, man, let's pump the brakes, dude. Seriously. I can think for myself, and I know you want me to agree with you, but let's calm down. I mean, Adley's having a good June. Gunner's having a good June. Now, can they have July, August, September? Then maybe you're on to something. But the offense is 10 times better today and will be tonight than it was a month ago. You know why? Because everyone's healthy for the most part. Mountcastle's gone, but we talk about Mayo looking comfortable, looking like a ball player. Now, I mean, he's got a swag and he looks relaxed, something that Hester Kerstad, for instance, never did. You know what I mean? And Mayo made the great play yesterday against the net over at first base. Not saying he's going to be Will Clark, but he's a work in progress. But offensively, yeah, the upside is strong. Best in baseball upside? I don't know. A year ago this time, they kind of were the best offense in Major League Baseball. So let's proceed with caution here. If you don't sweep Tampa four-game set, you know, salvage a split, hopefully win the series, and then you go to New York. I mean, we'll talk about where this offense is and the team in general a week from now, because this is a big week for them.
Kind of
the hitting about it.
PT, the hitting and the pitching kind of go hand in hand. Seems like when they're getting good starts, the hitting is good, and they're winning a lot of games.
Absolutely. And I agree with what you were saying last week, Vinny, that this team still strikes out too much. But I'm just saying the upside, I mean, like with a guy like O'Hearn, I would think his OPS is going to drop. You know, with Mullins, with Urias, you kind of know what you got. You know, they're hopefully above average guys. I'm just saying the Orioles, and we were the number one minor league system in baseball for a good stretch there. We've got six guys. And, Bob, you're right, 100% pump the brakes. I'm just saying we have six guys that all could have big-time offensive second half. And sure, certainly they won't all, but geez, if three or four of them really click, man, we could really make a run.
I enjoy your optimism, PT, but again, let's pump the brakes a little bit with the best offensive baseball second half of the season. Let's go on the road where the Orioles have struggled this year and handle their business there. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, what's happening?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
It was good to see you, Bob.
Good to see you, Antonio. Again, another picture. You've got a wall full of Bobs at the Antonio house, apparently.
Yeah. Well, Rafael Devers being traded out the AL East helped the Orioles. Have a wonderful day, guys.
Hey, thank you, Antonio. Will it help the Orioles? Well, it makes their lineup worse, at least for now, but has it improved their starting pitching? I mean, they're certainly all in on the young players in Boston. They have Meyer. They just called up the kid who went deep last week. They've got a lot of young players that they're building this team around, and they just acquired San Francisco's first-round draft pick from last year. And the kid Harrison, they've got some power arms now in the bullpen. So losing a perennial all-star offensively makes Boston worse, especially a guy that's been great offensively here as of late. But does it really help the Orioles' cause? I mean, the Orioles have to handle their own business,
right,
instead of worried about what Boston's doing. And, of course, the Orioles will see them again as the season rolls on. But are the Orioles back? Every time they have a sweep, they're back. And then they struggle. But they are 10 games below 500 for the first time in a month. Goes to show you how crappy the season has been. They have a winning record in June. They have a winning record with Manzalino as the skipper. Can they go to Tampa, taking on the Red Hot Rays, and prove that they are, in fact, ready to rock and roll?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They had a rocky start to 2024. Defensively, couldn't get stops. They were getting shredded. Giving up big plays at the yin-yang. And then all of a sudden they stabilized, which coincidentally enough coincided with Dean Pease coming in. Yeah. And Chuck Smith basically said right there, no. Members of the media, you, the people I'm talking to right now, made it sound like it was more of a Pease thing than a Zach Orr thing. And there you go. He said, nope, it was Zach Orr. He put the work in and the results became the results here.
My question would be to that would be, all right, if Dean Pease didn't come in, what would have happened, number one? And then number two, they had just given up, 35 points to Cincinnati and 500 yards, and they were the worst pass defense in the league, and they had miscommunication throughout, you know? And Harbs... to me, it was Harbs or Bisciotti, one of the two or both combined. I mean, they felt like that Zach was probably needed some help. And we thought that from the get-go. You know, I mean, you're going to give it Andy Reid in your first game, first time calling a game. I mean, that's hard on him. And did Zach Orr get better? Yeah. But I think Dean Pease probably helped settle everything, because he could look at the things that they were doing wrong, the communication stuff, because Zach had only been been involved with that defense for what, 4 or 5 years, whereas Dean Pease was there as an original member of that and knew the ins and outs. And I think that was there to help stabilize, you know, with all the all of a sudden there was no communication issues. You know, and was it Zach Orr's idea to put Kyle Hamilton back deep and bench Marcus Williams? You know,
I'm sure. I was just going to ask you that, too. I mean, did Trenton Simpson start riding a little bench here?
Yeah.
Who made the decision to change personnel as well? Because that's what coincided with the defense getting.
No doubt. And then, Bob, Dean Pease leaves and Chuck Pagano's here now from the get-go. So I got no problem. You know, is Zach Orr going to be a hell of a defensive coordinator? Probably will be. They're going to have a hell of a defense. But, you know, having that veteran guy around, whether it be Dean Pease, Chuck Pagano, I think is a good thing.
Now, with Pagano coming in, and we talked about it last week, Vinny. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. No musical themes on a Monday. We're just talking sports. Orioles sweep the Angels. They're off to Tampa, then New York. Big old road trip. Ravens back at OTAs. Mandatory minicamp starting tomorrow. Got the NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals. All sorts of stuff going on. World of sports, you want to comment, you can. But with Chuck Pagano coming in and not setting its sights higher than his role now. The secondary advisor coach, you know, he's like the Chuck Smith of the defensive backfield, I guess. He even said, hey, this is it. I'm in my happy place. I want to stay here. Does that make it even more make comfortable for Zach Orr knowing that the guy behind you, if you will, is not knifing you in the back with a pair of scissors?
No doubt about it, Bob. No doubt about it. And Dean Pease, you know, I mean, he was just here. You know, he had retired, what, twice prior to that? You know, so, and then with Chuck Pagano, I mean, coming out right, I don't want to be a head coach. You know, he wants to do what he's doing, you know, and that's the thing. And you know what Chuck will get a benefit out of, and Dean Pease too? Developing Zach Orr. And especially if Zach Orr becomes, you know, keeps getting better. And if they have, you know, a top five defense, which they easily can this year, you know, Zach's going to start getting a little credit. And who's to say that 3 years from now, Zach Orr, you know, if Harbs goes, you know, retires, Zach Orr isn't that guy, which very possibly could be if he continues to develop. And what they're doing is they're giving him a lot of things that they've learned along the way to help Zach. And I think they're all in on helping Zach Orr be the best D coordinator he can be.
Now, how much more comfortable would you think he'll be year two calling plays as opposed to where he was? You mentioned that Kansas City game.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they settled down. I mean, Roquan Smith was getting roasted that day, yeah, if memory serves, or that night. How much more comfortable is he going to be, confident maybe, in calling his schemes and setting things up the way he wants?
Oh, I think, Bob, that because the last half of the year, their defense was one of the best defenses in the league, so I think that gives them confidence. And then going into year two, especially like OTAs and all that, he's probably like, Jesus, was I bad last year? You know, he's probably saying, you know, I would have never done that. So he's probably learned a ton, just like a player going from year one to year two, that, you know, you make huge, huge steps at that time. And I think he's probably, and I'll bet you the assistant coaches probably say, and Harb's probably tell you, you know, I don't have to be involved as much, because usually good head coaches, that if an area is struggling, he's going to be there. I'll bet you last year, Harb's didn't spend much time in on the offense. He had to spend all his time on the defense because that what was struggling early on, you know, and now maybe Harb's doesn't have to do that as much this year. And if need be, you got Chuck Pagano there. Plus, I think they got a lot better talent, and I don't think we're going to have the communication issues. So, I think Zach Orr is going to have a hell of a year.
If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Talk about the Ravens. Mandatory minicamp. That's what it is. Mandatory. Everyone's got to be there. Orioles just swept the Angels. Got a big four-game series with the Rays tonight, mid-June. Orioles creep, what, 6 games out of the wild card? They trimmed 2.5 games off of that thing. They still have a bunch of teams in front of them. But, you know, there's a pulse. The offense looks like it's not the best in baseball, PT, but better than it was, say, a month ago. And then we'll get into mandatory minicamp. The competition battles, how much really gets decided, however, during minicamp. But for, you know, spots that are open, better bring your A game. Ravens were congratulated for that pick. Certainly a plug-and-play guy. So if any of you've seen it at OTAs, now he goes into mandatory minicamp, and then, you know, in another 6-7 weeks, whatever, we get into pads with training camp. But Malachi Starks looks like he fits the part of a first-round draft pick expected to start for one of the best defenses and one of the best teams, certainly, in the NFL.
I think he is pro-ready. I think, Bob, with the way he practices, the way he trains, the way he talks to the media, I mean, you can tell that he's been at a big-time program because he's a pro. He's a pro's pro. And coming out of Georgia, you know, I mean, that was all the talk about him there. He's super smart, works hard, and you heard him. You know, I mean, Chuck Pagano sends him film at 5 in the morning, and he sets up in the hotel with all the rookies. He'd set up walkthroughs with just the rookies and stuff. You know, I mean, I think he's a special dude. And he looks smooth out there. To me, like, if I'm Eric, you know, what I used to do is, like, with my draft picks and stuff, you know, once I felt like they're fine. You know, then I'm not worried about him. I'm worried, you know, I'm watching the other guys. I think with Malachi, you can kind of say, yeah, he's fine. You know, I need to worry about these other guys because he's smooth. He's fluid. He's smart. I mean, to me, I just like everything. He can play the ball. I like everything about the guy. I think he's a hell of a player. And Bob, I don't, whatever, you know, Adarius Washington, he wouldn't have been able to hold his jock. You know, I mean,
a depth piece, though.
No doubt. Washington would have, yes, he would have been more flexibility with the defense and stuff. But yeah, starting wise, no doubt this guy makes them. I mean, with him, and it allows Hamilton to do his thing, I think it's going to be pretty special for them.
Gianna Hahn from the Baltimore Banner joining us 11 o'clock preview minicamp with her. Talk about the position battles that are up for grabs. Ravens are a good team, really good team. Deep in a lot of spots, not a lot of open opportunities. What are we going to be watching here at minicamp? So we'll talk to Gianna about that. We'll talk to Vinny about that in a second. But let's get out to the phones. Orioles sweep the Angels. Puppy pants up on Sunday, 11-2. Gary Sanchez hits a grand slam. Jordan Westberg just playing like the all-star that he was. Gun show's getting hot. Adley's still raking here in the month of June. Cade Povich picked up his first win in 2 months. So they're still 10 games under 500. Just goes to show you how far they buried themselves. But can they get out of that hole? Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what is up? Hope you had a great Father's Day, Joe.
Yes, I did, Bob. Yes, I did. And the most stunning thing to me with the Orioles is Mullins laid down a bunt.
Yes, he did.
What got into him?
Well, he's kind of been struggling against lefties, so he dropped one. And it turned out to be a huge play in the game.
Right.
Because Cuckoo Kikuchi threw it up the right field line. And Gary Sanchez, who I think I could probably beat in a 40, trudged all the way home.
It's one thing about baseball. Make the defense work. In any sports, make the defense work because they may make a mistake. But I heard y'all talking about defensive coordinators. So I just want to ask you this first one question. Where did we get Marvin Lewis from? Where did he come from? I forgot.
Pittsburgh, wasn't it? Was he at Pittsburgh?
That's what I thought. Yeah. Now, we're wrong. We're both wrong on that. Yeah, I thought that. And then I'm sitting there saying, you know how many of our coordinators went on to get head coaching jobs? And the last one is McDonald. So when I thought of that, I said, you know what? McDonald had a rough start when he came back from Michigan, even though he had a chance to be in Michigan.
Yeah,
am I right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing with Zach Orr. Zach Orr was put out there without a pamper on. He was buck naked because the coaches that McDonald had, they all left with him. So he had nobody to bump nothing off of. And that's the only thing that really pissed me off at Harbaugh. He put the man out there buck naked. You know, he had nobody. And, you know, they brought DPs in latest, and now they got, you know, the guy they got now who got a job with the coach. So I'm just saying, here's a trivia question for you. How many defensive coordinators that the Ravens had wind up getting head coaching jobs? You got 5 seconds. One, two,
I'll say four,
but I think it's five. So y'all
were
looking up.
I was going to say five, just because you were counting down from five.
Right.
Defensive coordinators from the Ravens. Let's see. Rex.
Lewis.
Marvin.
McDonald.
Pagano.
That's
Nolan.
Four.
Don't forget Nolan.
That's right.
Five.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Aha. All right. That's all I'm called to talk about, guys, because they may
be better
this year. They may be better this year.
Oh, how about Del Rio? Was he the coordinator too?
Oh, man.
I don't think he was ever the DC here. He was like the linebackers coach or something.
No,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Did he ever get a head coaching job?
Yeah, he was head coach of the Raiders in Jacksonville.
Oh, man. See what I'm saying? I brought up an interesting question today. All right, Fred, thanks, brothers. Y'all have a great
Joe, thanks, man. Happy Father's Day.
Back to that was, we even criticized it, you know, when he hired Zach Orr and brought in all those. There was no experience. You know, it's kind of like the Orioles staff right now.
But all those inexperienced coaches that aren't Zach Orr, they're out of here. Now, the Orioles, Manzo's 15-12 after the sweep of the Angels. Now off to Tampa, taking on the Yankees as well later in the week. So we'll see. 10 games under 500. Let's keep it real. But they are 6 games out of the wild card. When we were last talking about this 3 days ago, they were 8.5 out of said wild card. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Wet Monday, gentlemen.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
Good. So listen, with this past series, all I got to say is it doesn't matter whether they're going to get to the playoffs. It's been sure as hell entertaining. And the fact that they're even close to the wild card with 5.5 games away, I believe, you know, it shows that this team is capable of it. And it's the team we signed up for at the beginning of the season. So it's nice to see that all the pieces are coming together. But the one thing I got to say is, I'm a firm believer that we're only as strong as our weakest link, on offense at least. And I'd say coming into the series, our two weakest links were Kobe Mayo and Gary Sanchez, and it was nice to see them have a really good series.
Yeah, Sanchez looked like Johnny Bench for 2 days, and Mayo looks like a guy that feels comfortable at this level. Yeah. I mean, he's making a significant position change from third to first. And I don't, maybe I'm misreading it or I don't remember, you know, which happens more and more, but Kerstad never seemed comfortable here. And he still could be a piece before it's all said and done. Let's not forget, but Mayo looks like he's walking around like he's a different guy.
Well, I think
than he was 2-3 weeks ago.
Kerstad probably always felt like, Bob, that he's not a good outfielder, well, you know, and people know, right?
He's appropriate to feel that way. But with Mayo, hey, Mountcastle's not coming back anytime soon.
No.
So it's either me or O'Hearn. Arias could play first in a pinch if he needs to, as Tony Manzalino told us last week. But what do you think, Ryan? How much different does Mayo look? Now, we probably jinxed him to 0 for 14, and we might not see much of him at all, depending on O'Hearn's health, because Tampa's going full righty here in this series. But does Mayo look like a different dude than he was, where he was just waiting to strike out on three pitches?
Hey, Bob, how about, does Mountcastle ever play for the Orioles?
Well, hold
again?
On. Let's get to Ryan's thoughts here on Kobe Mayo. Yeah.
No, I mean, Mayo definitely looks more comfortable, especially like he had that one hit. I forget if it was Friday or Saturday where he blooped it into right field when the defense was shifted over. And it just looks like he let out a sigh of relief.
Right.
And it seems like he's just definitely more comfortable. He's putting good swings on the ball. Now, I'm not going to complain about his hits, but I really want to see him jack one.
Well, he got good wood on that double in the gap yesterday. He raked
that
thing.
Yep.
Exit velo was over 100 on that one. So it's only a matter of time, I think, before we see his first homer at the major league level.
Yep, and he'll get more comfortable at first base as he play it more. I mean, I know he had that one instance with Holiday on that pop-up, but no harm, no foul on that. But he made that nice play down the line by the tarp. So he's getting into that position very well. So I think he's a very good option. And if he keeps the bat hot and the defense is solid, I think, you know, maybe Mountcastle might be finding a different jersey come the trade deadline.
All right. Hey, thanks, Ryan. Enjoy the rest of this show because we got a lot coming your way. By the way, what trade value does Mountcastle have right now?
None.
Exactly. So he ain't getting anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's going into his final year of his contract next season. And if Mountie was heating up and the Orioles were fading, you know, maybe he's certainly part of the O'Hearn, Cedric Mullins, Zach Eflin pitching tonight, potential trades. Now I think the Orioles are just going to play it out. Like we said, they've got what's All-Star break's about a month. Trade deadline's the end of July. And they got about a good 3 weeks to decide whether or not Mike Elias is buying. Well, I don't know if he's buying too much or if he's selling, but ESPN, Schoenfeld today said, hey, 7 GMs on the hot seat at the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. Elias, one of them.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.